Letters to Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, New Year's Day, 1962, New York City, by Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata. This article appeared in the March-April 2023 issue of the Maharshi Newsletter, which is published by Arunachala Ashrama. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata, the founder of Sri Arunachala Ashrama, wrote numerous letters of prayer and petition to his guru, Sri Ramana Maharshi. The letters that he laid at the feet of his master were an endless outpouring of love, and by reading them, we can palpably feel the intensity of his surging devotion. This is taken from his book titled In Search of Self, published by Arunachala Ashrama. Arunachala Ramana, at this time last year, I was at your lotus feet along with my nephew, Ram Bahadur, who was made an instrument of Arunachala to enable me to be present physically before you. For a full year, I have not been able to present myself at your lotus shrine, but you know how eagerly I pine for the day to return to Sri Ramanashramam with my family. Bhagavan, I am your child, and I cannot survive for a moment without your grace. I know it well that Shiva's grace flows to me all the time, uninterruptedly, and I drink deep in his grace. I have been made to return to the United States, not because I wanted to come back, but because the Maharshi has something for which he has brought me here. Arunachala Shiva is ever present in my life, wherever I am. There are two things which keep on coming to me again and again. First, that I have not been lucky in sitting at the lotus feet of Bhagavan when he was in the body. Second, that when Arunachala is ever present in my heart, where does the question arise of not seeing him in his lifetime? He may not be in the body, but he is with me all the time. This is what gives me solace, strength, and faith, and on this basis I remain in him all the time. I am a householder, and the problem of earning a living and taking care of my family are the immediate tasks with which I am faced right now. Otherwise, I do feel I should be living at the Arunachala Shrine. But then Maharshi says, I have to carry out the work assigned to this body, and this is a great consolation that keeps me alive and kicking. Time and again, he reminds me that he is with me all the time, provided I care to think of him. I believe that he looks after me all the time, whether I am in a position to remember him or not. Since the advent of Bhagavan in my life, I have found a new life, and there has been peace and happiness all around amidst the worldly despair and gloom. I always live on two planes, the physical and the spiritual. It is the spiritual plane that is the cornerstone of my life, and on the sheer basis of its strength, I live. Bhagavan abides in everyone's heart, and I can testify to it from my personal experience that he abides in me all the time. My words are no match for the wonderful experiences that have come to me. I feel them, I realize them, and drink deep in the bliss that flows directly from Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana. I cannot help writing these lines because they come to me spontaneously. For me, Bhagavan shines as brightly as the sun. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya is the mantra I chant when I pick up the thread of his remembrance. I must admit that it is not all the time that I do it, not because I do not want to do it, but for the simple reason that I forget to return to my real moorings. Things of the world distract my attention, and I keep sailing on the material plane until Bhagavan suddenly wakes me up from my slumber and asks me to pick up the thread I lost a little while before. For this grace, I am eternally grateful to Arunachala Ramana. Who am I to be grateful to him? It is his duty to bear my burden, and he does it for me. I am his child, and if I were to stray, no one but he would be blamed. But he is the creator, preserver, and destroyer of the world, and it is only his lila which makes me feel that way. He is ever abiding in our hearts, and he is taking care of us all the time. The most wonderful thing for me, who did not have the good fortune of seeing him in his lifetime, is the experience that comes to me always. I consider myself very fortunate that the meaning of all the scriptures has been made clear to me during the short time that I have been drinking deep in his bliss. The truth is that I would not value it much if I am not made to suffer for it and then achieve it. I have to work out my destiny until I have surrendered completely to him. The obstacle that stands in my path to complete surrender is the feeling of not having surrendered myself to him. The moment I leave everything to him, it does not take even seconds for the result to materialize. Maharshi is so kind, so full of the milk of human kindness, that now and then I begin to marvel whether at all I deserve his grace. But Ramana came to earth to lift the burden from our hearts and give us peace and happiness, so that we may not return to the cycle of birth and death again. I always feel that he protects and saves me. The other day I kept thinking of all the fortunate devotees who gathered at the lotus feet of Arunachala to participate in the munificent grace of Maharshi Ramana. Whenever I think of him, the whole panorama of the ashram, with Bhagavan in the center, becomes vivid before me. I see the yogi of yogis walking towards the hall where many devotees have been waiting to get a glimpse of Arunachala Shiva incarnate before they return to the world of their own. Months and years have passed since Bhagavan walked on the earth, but for me, he walks here, there, and everywhere all the time. What I am writing here is not something wonderful. I am simply unburdening myself of the noble sentiments that move me towards his lotus feet. I must admit that whenever I try to accomplish something on my own strength, I fail miserably in the endeavor. But when I resign myself to the great Lord of Arunachala, the result is there all at once. But my samskaras do not allow me to surrender to him fully, and for that reason I have to suffer in the world. But there is no suffering or trouble for me on the spiritual plane. No doubt there have been tests, acid tests, oftener than I have bargained for, but they are worth enjoying because I know that the end result of all these tests is the cleansing of my soul. I am writing these lines on the typewriter, and before me is a photo of Bhagavan reclining on the sofa and looking benignly on me. Maharshi Ramanaputra Bhagavata is dedicating these flowers to the lotus feet of Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. May he not forget his son, who is lost without his father. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.